Eastview Christian Church is one of the area's largest congregations with more than 5,000 members. Last Sunday, Eastview's pastor, Mike Baker, talked about sex. Baker touched on a variety of topics, but his remarks on homosexuality and non-traditional families in particular ignited criticism from some members of the community who say the sermon disrespected the LGBTQ community and families that don't fit the traditional mold. GLT's Judy Valente has the story.
Pastor Mike Baker stands on the large stage at Eastview Christian Church that serves as a pulpit. He's dressed casually in a summer suit, open collar shirt, and loafers with no socks. Behind him, lit up in stage lights, are the letters S-E-X.
We are not a bunch of people who are against stuff. Okay, we are for things, and the thing that we're mostly for is Jesus Christ. And so today, I'm going to present for you the plan for sex that God has for you. I just want to start. I just want you to understand this. No matter who you are, what you think about the church and sexuality, God wants you to have sex. God made you as sexual beings. Sex is cool with Jesus.
Baker says at the outset he does not intend for his remarks to be disrespectful.
The reality is, we're not haters. There's no hating here. Hating rhymes with Satan, all right? And so we don't hate here.
And he says he's not suggesting that sex is evil, but is merely trying to clarify biblical teaching. He cites the second chapter of the book of Genesis, adding his own take on why he believes sexual relations are only proper between a man and a woman.
God made man's penis to fit perfectly into a woman's vagina. Actually, they become one flesh. The physical side of this is fascinating in God's creation.
As Baker spoke, about 25 protesters from a group calling itself Humans for the Advancement of Religious Equality gathered outside the church. They held signs they said reflected their interpretation of Christian scripture. Messages such as, God doesn't make mistakes, and you are beautifully and wonderfully made. Baker's sermon has provoked a public airing of the kinds of internecine disputes that exist between Christian churches over sexual matters. The sermon touched on a variety of subjects, including pornography, masturbation, and sex outside of marriage. Baker asserted homosexuality is a choice that can be overridden by will, and his remarks about non-traditional families sparked the biggest outcry, not only from LGBT activists, but a local feminist group, a Bloomington City Council member, and members of other Christian denominations. Jackie Gunderson, a member of Hope Methodist Church, organized the protest.
I am actually the leader of a small group of Christians. Some of us are LGBTQ Christians and some of us are allies, and we've all experienced or witnessed the hurt that Christians and churches have caused.
Gunderson cites Eastview's prominence as one of the largest churches in the county with more than 5,000 members, about a third of them under the age of 29. Eastview even rented a billboard along Veterans Parkway to announce Baker's sermon on sex.
We are not arguing with Mike Baker's interpretation. That is his interpretation. What we were there for is to show love to those who left confused or hurt or unsure of what they just heard, because we have all felt that.
Baker's remarks on sexuality reflect the teachings of most evangelical Christian churches, as well as some mainline churches and the Catholic Church. The swift negative response to the sermon underscores a growing issue for churches like Eastview that make extensive use of video, web posts, Twitter, and other social media. Those media venues leave the comments of pastors open to far greater public scrutiny than ever before.
Eastview is a very big church. They use the billboard and the Facebook posts and spreading that message on Twitter to attract more people there. We were really hoping that as they attracted more people on top of the thousands that they connect with every Sunday, that they might use that platform to be inclusive and loving rather than excluding and gaslighting an individual or a group of individuals.
GLT News asked Baker to comment on his sermon. He replied through a church official that he was leaving on a retreat to write a book and would not be available. However, Gunderson said Baker contacted her by email earlier this week, seeking a future dialogue with her religious equality group.
I fully support freedom of religion, and people can have whatever beliefs that they have. But I believe it's my duty as an elected official to stand up for those who are in the minority.
Bloomington City Council member Scott Black listened to the sermon on YouTube. At a council meeting last Monday, he said he felt compelled to respond.
I was really disappointed to hear in that piece a lot of hate towards the LGBT community, and it really bugged me.
In his sermon, Baker argued homosexuality is an identity people choose and not one they are born with.
Saying that I was born this way is actually, not biblically founded. Now, actually, here's what's interesting about this. It's not scientifically founded either. This is what's really interesting. In a study by Dr. Sari Van Anders, she's the University of Michigan professor of psychology. She says the science of whether sexual orientation is biological is pretty sparse and full of disparate and mixed and unreplicated findings. In other words, it's not been proven in a scientific lab that people have a genetic for sexuality.
The sermon included an interview with author Eric Elder, a member of Eastview, who said he entered into homosexual relationships as a 19-year-old young man, but later in life married a woman and fathered 6 children.
Deep down, I knew that what I wanted was a wife and kids and a family.
Elder's book, Loving God and Loving Gays, What's a Christian to Do, is recommended on Eastview's website. He told the congregation, with Jesus' help, anyone can overcome homosexuality.
2 blind men came to Matthew, and they said, have mercy on us. And Jesus said, do you believe that I'm able to do this? And I felt like Jesus was asking me the same question. You want to be changed. Do you believe I could do this? And I thought about everything I knew about Jesus and what I'd learned in church. He healed the sick. He walked on water. He raised the dead. I said, if anybody could do this, you could. Mm-hmm. And I was holding my Bible, walking along the road, and I put my hand up, and I said, yes, Lord, I believe. And Jesus said, according to your faith, it will be done to you.
Amen.
Gunderson of the Religious Equality Group said she was particularly concerned about the message Baker and Elder were sending to young gays who might still be coming to terms with their sexual identity.
Suicide attempts are 4 times higher for LGBT youth. 40% of transgender adults reported suicide attempts before the age of 25. And this one, this is why I stood outside ECU on Sunday. LGBT youth from rejecting homes are 8.4 times more likely to commit suicide when they come from rejecting homes.
Baker spent a portion of his sermon advocating for the traditional family.
The very best place for us to have children is in a loving, tight-knit, nurturing community called mom and dad. And in the midst of that, you raise children, because that's the best place for them. They need dad, they need mom.
One of the most stinging criticisms came from a women's rights group called FIST, Feminists Instigating Social Transformation. A lengthy essay on FIST's Facebook page says, quote, FIST refuses to sit quietly by while members of our community are having people in fancy suits with multi-million dollar pulpits preaching intolerance, hatred, and bigotry with a smile. Mel Haney, a single parent, co-authored the essay with her sister.
Specifically pointing out that, you know, families need a mother and a father because, you know, women are kind and soft and men are, you know, strong and the disciplinarians. I think it just perpetuates, one, single parent families feel like they're not enough or they have a lot of guilt about not being able to provide the other parent. And then also that also targets the LGBTQ family community, so they feel like they're doing something wrong with how they're raising their children.
The comments on family also provoked Bloomington Council member Black, who says he comes from a family of divorce.
My mother did a great job raising me. My dad was involved in my life too. I'm very fortunate for that. And to suggest that people who come from homes is described as broken without a father and a mother figure together is really offensive and deeply troubling, because I think it's never a good thing to tell kids they can't do something because of their circumstances. I think it's important that we lift people up.
Haney of the FIST Women's Group says she has since heard from people who attend Eastview who say they don't ascribe to the church's teaching on sexuality. She says there are gay members of the church who are afraid to speak up.
It's a very us versus them mentality that I wish didn't exist.
Bob Ryder is co-pastor of New Covenant Community Church in Normal, which describes itself as inclusive. Ryder says many church leaders in Bloomington Normal would agree with Baker, but that is beginning to change.
Human sexuality is a lot more complex and nuanced than we've ever known up until, you know, the last number of years or decade or two. And the more we find out about sexuality, the more we hopefully will come to realize that there are many valid and beautiful and legitimate expressions of sexuality. I think more and more Christians and more people of all religious faiths are starting to understand that from a more informed scientific biological point of view than a strictly 2,000-year-old perspective in which the Bible was written.
Baker of Eastview ends his sermon by asking his congregation members not to engage in debates, especially on social media, with others who might not ascribe to Eastview's teaching on sexuality. But he advises,
ask them to tell you their story. Ask them to share with you what they think about sexuality. Get into their life. And then, hopefully, there will be a reason or an opportunity that you can do this final one. Always point to Jesus.
Baker also acknowledges that Jesus never speaks directly about homosexuality in the New Testament.
People say Jesus never spoke about it. And technically, in terms of the scriptures, it's more proper to say that we don't have recorded words of Jesus talking about it.
But Gunderson of the Religious Equity Group says the New Testament message of Jesus is clear.
Show love to others because that's what Jesus commanded. You are a Christian. Your job is to love others.
Haney of the Fist Women's Group says what's also clear is that people who are divorced, gay, transgender, and once felt marginalized by churches are now less likely to simply stay away.
I would love to see people be able to be themselves and be able to follow, you know, whatever faith they choose, you know, whether it's Christianity or, you know, Buddhism or Judaism. I would love for people to stay and to fight and to make sure that people see them not as, you know, flawed human beings, but actual human beings that are worthy of respect and worthy of human rights and dignity.
But Haney warns that day is not here yet. I'm Judy Valente.
Mike Baker joined Eastview's church staff in 1995 as a youth minister. He's been senior pastor since 2007. He is the author of several books on faith, including How Teens Do Church.